I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm here with John Shore, Director of State Fiscal Strategies here at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We're here today to discuss a major new report. John, tell us, why did you undertake this report?
We took this on because states are struggling to find the resources they need to create jobs and build a strong economy. And in state after state, this claim keeps popping up that if you raise taxes, people will leave. It turns out to be a myth. There's no connection between raising taxes and people leaving.
So why do people move?
People who do move from state to state move because of family considerations, because of jobs, because of housing costs, because of the weather. But taxes just are a tiny, tiny part of the equation. When states raise taxes, you don't see a caravan of BMWs and Lexuses streaming out of the state.
Let's turn to Maryland, where some data indicated that the number of millionaires fell after taxes went up.
The millionaires in Maryland didn't move out, they moved down. These numbers came out in the heart of the recession, and what happened was that people's incomes fell all over the country. The bottom line in Maryland is that because of the tax increase, the state gained significant revenue to use for public needs.
What should people take away from this report?
This report shatters the myth that if states raise taxes, it'll backfire. The message to policymakers is, don't believe the myth. Don't worry that people will leave your state if you raise taxes. In fact, what'll happen is you'll make your state more attractive because you'll invest in schools and public safety and transportation and all the things that make a state a place where people want to raise a family and start a business.
Thank you for joining us, John.